There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Line, hey, friend, how you doing?
I'm well. I think a little less of Jonathan now.
Man, I do too,
what I've
though.
Heard while I was on hold. My opinion of you has definitely changed in the last 90 seconds or so.
Yeah, I mean, we all have things we don't like about ourselves, Danny. This is just one thing I don't even like about me, but it's my reality. I got to live in it. Hey, did you get golfing today or no?
I did.
Change the subject.
I played this morning. I shot an 81. The wind picked up on the back nine. I had a brutal back nine after shooting a 37 on the front.
Did you listen to K-pop while shooting an 81?
Oh, let's get back to sharing a bond of golf together. How about that?
Not a single second of K-pop was played.
Hey, nice job on that 37. How many up and downs did you have there?
No, we're getting into Cavs basketball. I'm not allowing more golf talk here.
This is really good. Hey, listen, nobody cares about your 81, but I care about your 81, okay, Danny?
He's trying to get you to
I know what you're trying to do, and I don't think it's going to work, Mr. K-Pop.
Nice job, man. That was a nice job by you.
Has Darius Garland turned the corner?
I think so, and I don't know if turn the corner is the way I would put it, as so much as, like, the guy who once was an all-star has reappeared, the guy that I think really played alongside Donovan Mitchell the first year those two were in Cleveland together has reappeared. The guy who was wearing number 10 for the Cavs last year and playing point guard, that guy's not in town anymore, because you can't watch what Garland was able to do last night, where he went toe-to-toe with Damian Lillard and absolutely out-dueled him down the stretch of that game. You can't tell me that is the same basketball player. And this is such a key for the Cavs, because Donovan Mitchell did not have it going last night, and there have been a couple of nights this season, and it's not a big deal that he hasn't, because star players are not perfect every single night, but the Cavs have been able to pick him up in a number of different ways. Darius Garland has now done this twice against two teams that should be pretty good teams in the Bucks and in the Knicks, and I think that's a great sign for the Cavs.
Who gets more credit? Is it Garland or is it Atkinson?
I think it's Garland, because I do think that Darius Garland could be and was this guy at times prior to Kenny Atkinson. And to be fair here to J.B. Bickerstaff from last year, you know, it's not J.B.'s fault that Darius Garland fractured his jaw and lost 15 pounds. It's not J.B.'s fault that Darius had a number of, I think, nagging injuries is probably a fair way to characterize it, or some off-the-court things that I do think had an effect on his play last year. I don't think any of that being out of the picture has anything to do with the coaching change. So I think that Darius deserves all the credit for being able to get past everything that plagued him last year and returned really to, you know, I don't know if he's going to be a guy that's on the all-star team, but has returned to an all-star caliber player.
I got a three-parter here. Would Darius and Evan be having this season if JB was still the coach, and would they be 8-0 if JB was still the coach?
That's a two-parter.
But no, it's that Darius and Evan are their own questions.
Okay, good. Go ahead, Danny.
I think that Darius is very possible. I don't think Evan would be, and I don't think that they would be 8-0. As far as Evan, he has been unlocked. He's been given the ability to be more aggressive. There's more belief, I think, in him offensively under Kenny Atkinson than there was the previous coaching staff. I think they're putting him in different positions than they have been in the past. And I also think one of the things that I don't know that we talk about a ton is that previously he spent a lot of time paired with Darius Garland on the floor. It would be Donovan would play a lot of his minutes alongside Jared Allen. Darius would play a lot of his minutes alongside Evan Mobley. And that's flipped this year to where Evan is playing alongside Darius Garland much more. And I think that Evan has benefited from that, just because obviously Darius is a much different type of player than Donovan is, and I think that has allowed Evan to be more aggressive, to have the basketball in his hands more frequently in the half court. I do think Darius would be capable of this under the previous coaching staff because he showed that he was capable of doing these types of things prior to that. And I don't think the Cavs would be unbeaten because you look at the way they've won these games. Like, go back to the game against New York, for example, a week ago on Monday night. I don't have, you know, any reason to believe they would not have won that game last Monday, but I also have no reason to believe that they would have won that game while Donovan Mitchell only played 33 minutes and Darius Garland only played. I think they won these games, but I think last night Donovan Mitchell would have played 41, 42 minutes. He played 34. And those sorts of things add up, especially when you're in a stretch where the Cavs have played their first 8 games in 13 days. And if you're able to keep the minutes down, like the Cavs have one guy right now that averages 30 minutes a game, and it's Jarrett Allen. That's a big reason why they're 8-0 is because they've been able to be fresher than teams that have had to play their key players longer stints in games than the Cavs have. And I think that is a reflection of Kenny Atkinson.
Why doesn't the rest of the NBA give Jarrett Allen the credit that he deserves? He's incredible every night. He's a walking double-double. He's as efficient of a player as you're going to find. And yet he never gets any credit, Danny.
I think part of it is because he's in Cleveland and the Cavs have not been, up until right now, have not been a national story. When the Cavs have been in the national spotlight over the last couple of years, what's immediately followed? Oh, well, Donovan Mitchell's going to leave. Like, the national headlines about this team have never actually been about basketball. I think that's part of it. And I think the other part of it is when people talk about the Cavs of having 4 potential all-stars, and they have 3 guys in Donovan, Darius, and Jarrett that have made all-star teams, Jarrett is routinely the 4th one. Like, he is the one that I think this is true. He's the one that probably has the lowest ceiling of that group. It doesn't mean he's not a really, really good player. It doesn't mean he's not capable of being an all-star. But I think that the ceiling for Donovan Mitchell is very clearly higher. And I think the ceiling for Darius Garland and Evan Mobley is higher, too, because so much of what we talk about in the NBA is what could be, right? That's why this is a league that loves trade rumors. It loves free agency stuff during the summer. It's because it is a what could happen type of league. And I don't know that there's just Jarrett Allen is awesome, but Jarrett Allen is who he is. And I think that's part of the reason why he doesn't get talked about more.
Do they get the record tomorrow night against the Pelicans?
I think so. New Orleans is really beat up right now. Like, DeJounte Murray is going to be out. I know the injury report won't come out for another half hour or so, but DeJounte Murray is still out. TJ McCollum's still out. Trey Murphy out. Zion Williamson has not played the last couple of games, I believe, for the Pelicans. So they're really beat up right now. This is a game that both, obviously, neither team is playing tonight with no NBA games going on election night here. So I do think that they'll be the deeper team. I don't know if they'll have Dean Wade back. I don't know if they'll have Caris LeVert back. But I do think that this is a game that I look at and say, this is if the game's against Milwaukee, and I understand Milwaukee's record is what it is, but I still think that's a talented basketball team. If those games are sort of statement games, if you look at the Pelicans and the shape that they're in right now, I think this is sort of a take care of business game. And I have no reason to believe this Cavs team isn't capable of taking care of business.
Danny, how sustainable is it? Like, going into yesterday's game, I think they were 2nd in offensive scoring in the NBA, and the pace is obviously way up. But how sustainable is being that prolific of a scoring team when in the past couple years they haven't been that?
I think it is sustainable because nothing they're doing is like, oh, they're hitting a ton of threes. They're not even taking 43-pointers a night. The shot selection, I think, if anything, they should be taking more threes than they are. But I do think because I look at that, and yeah, they're among the league leaders in three-point percentage, but this is a roster that's filled with really good shooters. Sure, Caris LeVert is not going to shoot the three-point percentage that he's shooting right now over the course of the season. That is not sustainable. But also, you know, going into Friday night's game against Orlando, Sam Merrill was shooting 30% from the floor, and I think that is something that obviously has gone up since, but that wasn't going to be sustainable on the other end. Cavs have done a great job of getting to the rim. They've done a great job generating corner threes. They actually haven't shot their corner threes as well as they probably should have. Like, that's something that can go up. I don't know that they're going to be a team that leads the league in three-point shooting percentage. They're obviously not going to be a team that leads the league in attempts, but this is a team that has a lot of offensive firepower. They have a lot of role players that are good shooters. There is no reason why this team can't be a top five offense when it's all said and done this year.
All right, Danny, is there anything that you can see in the regular season or before a potential Boston series in the playoffs, to make you believe that the Cavs can stand tall with Boston in a seven-game series?
Yeah, I think it's continuing to see Darius Garland have nights like he had last night. It's not going to be every night, and it's not fair to expect it to be every night, and continue to see Evan Mobley be more consistent with his aggression. Like, how about that stretch last night where he blocked, I believe it was DeLon Wright's shot at the rim, grabbed the rebound, went 94 feet in four dribbles, and then dunked with his left hand on A.J. Green. I want more of that. Like, that is the stuff that is the reason why everyone, including myself, has been so high on Evan Mobley, if you have been on that side of the equation over the last couple of years, because there's glimpses of this where he can, for a moment or two, look like a version of Giannis from before he was an MVP, and that's what you hope he turns into with a better jump shot. So if he continues having those stretches and playing with more aggression than we had seen in previous years, there's no reason to me to think that this team can't contend. I'm not saying they're going to go out and beat Boston, but there's no reason why they can't be one of the two or three best teams in the Eastern Conference and really one of the five best teams in basketball.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Well, we kind of buried the lead here. We know you've got a new Substack out within the last month and a half there, The Inside Shot. Not only can people find that on Substack. See, I'm learning about Substack as we get into this. But I did want to say congrats on the launch of that. And again, where can people find this other than your Twitter account, at Real D Cunningham?
Well, thank you for that. Search The Inside Shot on Substack. You'll be able to check it out. I'm writing about basically every game. I'm writing a lot of stuff that I find interesting to do with this Cavs team. Doc Rivers, yesterday head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks, gave a quote about the Cavs and what is different. And he essentially said, Evan Mobley looks like Giannis. And that's what I'm writing for tomorrow morning. That'll be on everyone's, that is a subscriber. That'll be in your inbox first thing tomorrow morning. So check that out there. I'm just trying to do the best job covering this team that I can.
All right. I just hit subscribe. Now, the second thing is, what is Substack?
Oh, stop it.
No, I'm kidding.
You said you were 40, not 80.
Yeah, that's a Nick problem.
On different things, I'm any given age I want to be. Danny, you're the best, buddy. Appreciate you. Keep killing it, bud.
I appreciate you guys for having me on. Thanks.
Danny Cunningham there on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Yeah, that was a me being old joke, not that people don't know what Substack is. Yeah.
That's okay.
Me dumb, Danny good at job.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.